Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Gittin Daf Nun Aleph, Gittin 51. And please, if you're enjoying these podcasts, you can help us out by subscribing to our YouTube channel, Yeshivas Elimelech. We like to spread the Torah of our yeshiva throughout the world. So by subscribing, you're helping us promote Torah and spreading Torah. And so you're having a share in our mission of spreading Torah to people who want to study Torah. So in today's Daf Yomi on Nun Aleph, Amud Beis on 51b, the Gemara tells us a very important concept. We know that there are three types of oaths that are oaths from the Torah, that biblically speaking, a person has to take an oath. One is if there's one witness, then he has to take an oath. He forced the person to take an oath. Then if there is a shomer, if a person is a watchman, he says he didn't touch the property. And the third is case of modeh b'mitzvah, a partial admission. If a person makes a claim against somebody, he says, you owe me money, and he says, I don't owe you $100 like you claim, but I only owe you $50. That's what's called a partial admission, and the Torah requires such a person to take an oath. What's the reason for this? The Amar Rabba Mipnei Ma Amar Torah Moda Miktas Hatana Yishava. Why do we say if a person admits a partial part of the claim, he has to take an oath? Chazaka, we have a presumption. Ein adam meyes panav b'fnei b'chova. We have a presumption that a person will not be so arrogant as to reject completely the claim of his creditor. There are a couple of reasons. One is because he knows that the other person knows he's lying, or else maybe out of gratitude to the person, he's not going to completely lie. And so therefore, v'hai b'kuei b'ayin l'mechperei. Really, he wants to deny everything, and the only reason why he's not denying everything is mishum de'ein adam meyes panav b'fnei b'chovo. Person's not going to be able to be so chutzpahdik, to be so brazen as to deny the claim. So really, he should admit to everything. But the reason why he doesn't admit to everything is ishtemute hudukamishtamile. He doesn't have the money on him. He says, okay, eventually I'll get the money and then I'll pay him. And the Torah says, Ramishvua ilave kihechi to lodaway bekoi. So the Torah says, make him take an oath so that I'll admit to everything. But I think we can also look about this case of modeh b'mikdash as a spiritual lesson for all of us. All of us are really modeh b'mikdash. When Hashem tells us to do something, we want to say, okay, we're only going to do part of it. We're not going to go all in. We're not going to do it completely because we're afraid. And this is like Hashem is our Baal Chov. Hashem is our creditor. And we're afraid to be meyes panav. But we say, okay, we'll just push it off a little bit. No, we have to take an oath to do the whole thing. Don't be modeh b'mikdash. Don't be a partial admission when God asks us to do something.